I speak to you in the name of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. I have to admit, at 8:15, I had a set of notes, but as the service went on, I just felt that they weren't quite what I wanted to say this morning, and so they're going to stay in the pulpit. Last week, you likely heard Reverend Mary Lynn grumbling about the fact that how could it be possible that 3 days after Christmas, she already has a gospel to deal with where the baby Jesus is 12 years old. And I had just kind of gotten used to that, and what do I get but a gospel back to the childhood? But in that gospel, what I saw most clearly was the amazing character of Joseph. And Joseph is very much a small part in all of the gospels, and in fact, Matthew's really the only one that tells us much about him. But the thing I find amazing about Joseph is, first of all, like the earlier Joseph of the Old Testament, Joseph is a prayer who regularly gets his messages through dreams. But more important than that is that when Joseph gets a word from God, Joseph immediately picks up and goes. The character of Joseph is a character of obedience. And that's a magnificent model for our faith as well. Joseph, first of all, could have done things very differently right from the start. The Bible tells us it was his plan to put Mary apart quietly. It was within his right to divorce her when she showed up to be pregnant. But a dream comes to Joseph. God speaks to him and says, don't do that, because the child in her is conceived of God. And so, opening himself and opening his intended to shame, Joseph follows God's call. Later, we hear again, after the wise men have left, Joseph hears in a dream, get up, take your child, go to Egypt, because Herod is going to seek to kill that child. And again, the Bible says, and Joseph woke, and he took the child and his mother, and he went to Egypt. And then later, after Herod has died, we hear that Joseph has another dream. Arise, take the child and his mother and return to your home, because Herod has now died. And the last word on Joseph is, and Joseph arose, and he took the child and his mother, and he went. What is God calling you to do? Because obedience is not something just for the people of the canonical days. We're called also to be obedient servants of our God. What is God calling for from you? What is God calling for from this community? What is God's vision for us moving forward? Well, in the course of the 8:15 service, what I heard over and over again was exciting news about our work with refugees here in this deanery. This story today is all the story of Joseph being willing to face taking his child as a refugee into another country. At the beginning of December, our deanery sent out a request that every parish take a look at its situation and make a commitment for how much we could support a refugee program. And our hope was that we would be able to sponsor at least one and maybe two families to come to Canada. A couple weeks later, we got back the numbers, and from 13 congregations, many of whom are very small and are struggling, $58,800 had been pledged in this deanery for refugee work. That number has grown now to well over $60,000, and it looks as though we will be able to sponsor four and perhaps five families from this deanery. God is calling for great things from us. God is calling us to get up and to do something with the situation that our world finds itself in. And in the midst of that, we're faced with the model of Joseph, God's obedient servant who heard God's command and who got up and did it. I pray that in this Christmas season that we might also be moved as Joseph was to obey, to hear what God is calling forth from us and to go and do it. Even Anne Kelland, the woman who's looking after all the furniture for the houses, was overwhelmed by the support of this deanery. The amount of furniture that she has, she can easily furnish one and likely two houses already. You're doing great things. Continue. Follow the path that God has set us on. Amen.